Obviously, this has been an incredible disaster for our city, for everybody involved. But like Scott just said, the shining light through all of this has been the people, has been the response, has been the resiliency of not only Houston, but people around the world showing their support, showing their help. And to Mr. Charles Butt and everybody at HEB, a donation of $5 million is truly incredible. I mean, it is, there are no words to describe when people step to the plate like that, especially somebody here in our home city, to show that type of leadership and to show that type of commitment. So I can't thank you guys enough for everything. I can't say enough as to what's happened over the past week and a half. Since we started with a goal of $200,000 to where we are today, this will put us a couple $100,000 shy of $27 million. It's hard to say it without even really, I mean, it's unbelievable. So I can't thank everybody enough. Please keep donating. Please keep sharing. I'm going to keep this thing open until September 15th, Friday, September 15th at 5 p.m. Obviously, at which point I'm going to make sure that I do everything I can to get this money out to the people of Houston and the surrounding areas, the Gulf Coast. I want to make sure that everybody understands that those areas that have been affected are included. Rockport, Port Aransas, Beaumont, all those areas are included in what I'm trying to do. I've been meeting with organizations. I've been meeting with people. I've been meeting with boots on the ground here in Houston, because the whole point of all this was to raise as much money as we could to help people in Houston, to make sure that the money doesn't go anywhere else, that it stays here in Houston, and that's what I'm working to do. Like I said a while ago, I'm taking my time. I'm making sure I do it right. The biggest piece of advice I've gotten from everybody who's handled disaster relief is take your time, gather all the knowledge you can, and do it right. And so that's what I'm doing. I've learned an immense amount in the last few days. I'm going to learn an immense amount moving forward. And I just want you to know that I am taking my time to do it the right way. So with that, I will open it up for any questions you guys have. And there's still a football game to be played, so I'm very focused on that as well.
JJ, how do you balance the relief effort with football now that you have to get serious about getting back on the field?
Yeah, it's obviously it's a balance. It's exactly what it is. It's a balance. So, I mean, I've had a foundation my whole career. I've been doing things like this my whole career, obviously not on this scale. But when I'm in meetings, when I'm at practice, when I'm in the weight room, that's where 100% of my focus is. It's on the field. It's with my teammates. It's in the weight room. It's doing those things right. As soon as the meetings end, as soon as the practice is over, I'm back to making sure that I do everything I can for this relief fund to help these people, because that's what's important. You know, I've said the whole time that this is so much bigger than a game, but I also realize that that game can help lift people's spirits. So I'm very committed to both things, and I know that I can divide my time up evenly.
You've always talked about the importance of you getting a lot of sleep.
Yeah.
You getting a lot of sleep?
I have now adjusted my schedule back to a more proper sleep schedule because it's a game week, because I know exactly what I need. Admittedly, the last week and a half was a lot less sleep than I'm normally used to. But I think that everybody, I have such great people around me. I'm very fortunate to have a good team around me who can help take some of that off my plate, because we all know how important my body being ready for the game is.
JJ, what do you think it's going to be like Sunday when you guys take the field, when this place is packed? Just
right.
What do you expect?
It's going to be special. You know, this is so much bigger than a game, but for 3 hours on Sunday, we want to take people's minds off of everything that just happened. We want to give them an escape from everything that just happened. So I know for a fact that our guys are going to give every single thing that we have to make sure we put a smile on the city's face and give them something to cheer about for 3 hours.
JJ, did you talk about how you'll feel when you go on the field? Not just, first of all, you're coming back after missing time, and then there's everything.
Yeah, I'm going to try not to hyperventilate. it's going to be exciting. It's going to be incredible. Just from a football standpoint, I miss the adrenaline rush. I miss running out of that tunnel. I miss playing. I can't wait, and obviously with all this other stuff added in and everything that we're playing for now, it's going to be a very special day all around.
Has there been a moment in interaction during this community, stuff with the community, that you felt like, this is why I'm doing this, and you kind of see that perspective?
Yeah, I think Sunday when we were all handing out the supplies, the first wave, that was really the thing that hit me the hardest. When you see cars pull up, and it's car after car, and they're lined up for miles and miles down the road, and people come up and you give them a box and you give them water and you give them whatever you can, and you see the direct impact that you have on the people, and you see how hard people were hit and how affected that they were and how thankful they are to get some support. That's really what hits you so hard. And I think that I said it earlier, but when you're watching on TV and you see all this stuff go down, and it's the streets that you drive on that are flooded, it's the landmarks that you know that are wiped off the map. Those are the type of things that really hit you the hardest. And I think that that's what makes us hit so close to home, and going out and seeing the people directly and meeting with them directly, that makes it very real. And that makes you want to make sure that you do right by everybody involved.
You mentioned you're talking about practice or meetings, your focus is there. But obviously, A, you care about this a lot. Mm-hmm. B, a million people are trying to get a piece of you to help out or do anything. How do you mentally ditch the phone? How do you mentally block it all out when those times happen?
Yeah, it's airplane mode. I have airplane mode on my phone, and my phone goes on airplane mode from the time I walk in to meetings to the time I go out to the field, and then obviously in between I take it off, but it literally has to be that disconnect, otherwise it won't work. So that's the way that it goes, so that I can devote 100% of my attention, because it's unfair to my teammates, it's unfair to anybody if I'm not all the way there, and I am, and it's been really good. My body feels great, my mind feels good, I'm just... All this stuff aside, it feels awesome to be playing football again.
Have your teammates told you anything about this entire process, how proud they are of you, or just how good the support system you have for the teammates?
They've been incredible. You know, we have so many guys who have not only donated their own money to the fund, but also came out obviously this last weekend and helped support it in that way and have offered their support in any way that they can. Our guys understand how big this city is for us. I mean, we wouldn't have a job if it wasn't for these incredible fans and these incredible people supporting us. And our guys have been unbelievable about trying to give back and do whatever they can. And it's been really cool to have their support behind all this.
JJ, people call you a hero. How do you feel about that?
No. I'm the coordinator of people right now. There is an incredible amount of generosity out there in the world. What I tried to do is harness it and put it towards a concerted effort to make sure that the people of Houston and the surrounding areas get some relief. That's all I did. I just coordinated some mass effort from an incredible amount of generous people.
With everything that's going on with the hurricane and with your coming back, have you had any time to talk to your brother about how he's going to make his first NFL start on Sunday?
Yeah, I just spoke with him. Very excited about that, obviously. I mean, it's incredible to see what he's done, and to have him starting for the Steelers and to have my other brother starting at fullback for the Chargers. It's special. It's surreal to have three of us all at the same time. So I told him I was going to DVR his game and watch it when I get home on Sunday night. But I'm happy for him. He's worked extremely hard. He's been through a lot of adversity throughout his career. And to go to such a great organization like the Steelers and be able to start as a rookie in your first game, that's going to be very special for him. I'm excited.
JJ, your foundation's done so much for years. I mean, whether it's giving back to middle schools or the softball thing. I mean, you have a framework, but this is totally different. It's $27 million.
Right.
How do you get this right? I know you're working with your mom. How do you make sure you get this right? And are there any basic ideas that you're looking at right now to try and help out the area?
Yeah, of course. I mean, and the plan has obviously changed quite a bit from when it was $200,000, and now it's $27 million. And the first thing is gaining as much knowledge as I could on the situation, and still doing that to make sure I get it right. Because I realize that all these people are trusting me, and obviously all the people affected are obviously looking to see what happens. And I think one big thing to understand is that they say that this is over $100 billion rebuilding program. So $27 million is an incredible amount of money. And there's so many people out there that are in need. What I'm trying to do is make that $27 million go as far as it possibly can. And that comes with working with local organizations, working with people here on the ground to make who have established themselves and who are going to make sure that this stays in Houston and that we help the people that have been affected. And then also leveraging what I can bring to the table. And hopefully, I saw a great quote from somebody I spoke to on this that said, you try and turn your $2 into $20 of impact. And that's what I'm going to try and do is make that $27 million go as far as I can. And I'm learning a lot of information from people who handled Katrina and how they did well and what kind of mistakes they made. And so it's going to be working with organizations that are here, that are helping in this area, eliminating those unnecessary costs and making sure that we get down to the nitty-gritty and we help these people, because that's what I said I was going to do and that's what I am going to do. I'm going to make sure that Houston and the surrounding areas are taken care of.
Jim,
JJ, when you're drafted, you know you get a 5-year deal. You know this is going to be your new home. But did you ever envision it being Houston, meaning to you what it obviously means to you now?
When they booed me on draft night, I don't know if I saw it going this way. But I think that over the course of the years and just the love that I have developed for this city and the family atmosphere that I feel like it's one big family, and especially at a time like this. It's really hard to explain to somebody who hasn't gone through it and who's not in it, but right now this city and the surrounding areas feel like one massive family, and it feels like everybody is stepping up to help their fellow family member in whatever way they can. Rich, poor, black, white, it doesn't matter. Everybody's going out. It was with boats and when the water was high. Now it's with demolition tools to help people break down the mold and get the drywall out of their house. People are stepping up in whatever way they possibly can. And then around the world, people are stepping up with their dollars, and they're showing support that way. So it's incredible. I'm very fortunate to have landed in a city like this. And they've shown me such incredible love and support over the last 7 years. It's the least I can do to show as much as I can back in a time like this.
KJ, this will be almost a year since you've been on the field. Do you have any worries or concerns about your game? What will take the longest to get back to where you want it to be?
I do not. Any of those concerns were handled in OTAs and training camp and in the preseason snaps that I did get. I'm going into this game, bless you. I'm going into this game extremely confident. I'm going into this game with a ton of energy, with a ton of excitement, and I feel very, very good about where I'm at going into this game.
What do you think about people already saying you should win the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, which, you know, the voting's not till after the season?
I'm one man. I'm one person. Over 160, 170,000 people have donated to this fund. A lot, like Charles Butt. A lot more money than I have. I don't see myself in that type of light. All I did was try and harness the good that there is out there in the world. There's such an immense amount of good out there in the world. People just needed somewhere to put it. People wanted somewhere to donate. People wanted a way to help out. All I did was give them an opportunity to do that. So to try and paint me as you know, something bigger than that, that's not really my place to say. It's all I tried to do was give people a place to help out. Didn't he kind of I found out like everybody else did, and then obviously we got the $1 million donation in, and I have to reach out to him here today and thank him for it, because I watched the video and saw the choir. I mean, it's incredible to see somebody like Jimmy Fallon, to see somebody like Ellen, to see all these insane contributions from people. It's really heartwarming, and it's also it's just an incredible gesture. So I appreciate him. And sorry, Jimmy, you can look out for an email from me here as soon as practice is over. So. Thank you, guys. Appreciate y'all.